I'd encourage you, those of you who've been listening to Venerable Geshe-la's teachings over a period of time, every time you see a reference to a phrase or a line from this prayer, make like a special effort to remember that teaching so that you can put all the meaning into your contemplation and meditation on this precious prayer. Also, I've had the great good fortune some years ago when giving a commentary to Liberating Prayer for the first time, Venerable Geshe-la gave me some instructions directly through Skype because, as you know, he's a very modern Kadampa. And I'll also share these teachings that he gave me directly. I'll share them with you. And also, from our side, as I'll explain as we go through, in dependence upon our wish and our effort and our faith, many levels of meaning will reveal themselves in this prayer. And again, I will explain from Venerable Geshe-la's own instructions what we have the great joy to discover through our own practice and through our deep, deep, deep appreciation that this precious prayer is appearing for us. It's appearing from the heart of our precious root guru and founder, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche. It's appearing for us, the people of the modern world, so that we can learn about the preeminent qualities of Buddha. You know, in our modern world, often as entertainment, characters appear in movies, in computer games, who have unusual powers. And to me, I think it's a little bit sad that these fantasy characters, people never what we could be learning is there are holy beings. There are Buddhas everywhere, countless Buddhas. And that by drawing close to the Buddhas, we will become like them. This isn't fantasy. This is reality. We have this opportunity to draw close to Buddha. And through our own admiration that such precious holy beings exist, and thinking about them, thinking about Buddha, eventually all the time while engaging in our other activities, through receiving Buddha's blessings, we are drawn to that same state, that we can abide in a state of complete purity in a pure world with a pure body, pure speech, pure mind, and effortlessly benefit each and every living being every day. This is our potential. This is our what the ripening of our Buddha nature will lead to. So this prayer is appearing for us from Venerable Geshe-la's heart, so that we don't ignore Buddha, and so we have correct ways of thinking and understanding about Buddha's preeminent qualities, and that our heart is filled with rejoicing, which is our admiring faith. Admiring faith is the nature of rejoicing. So we rejoice in the complete purity, the pure body, speech, and mind of Buddha and all Buddhas. And through this rejoicing, through this admiring faith, as we'll learn, wishing faith will come. So wishing faith, as it sounds like, is the nature of wishing. Wishing faith is the nature of wishing. And through the kindness of this beautiful prayer, wishing faith, wishing to become just like the object we're admiring. So in this context, may I become just like you, Buddha. And the more we think about Buddha's good qualities, extraordinary, preeminent qualities, and the more rejoicing, admiring faith we develop in our heart, our wish to become Buddha ourself, become just like you, because we're praising the good qualities of Buddha Shakyamuni. That wish to become just like you, one day will be arising effortlessly.